This is XTP Media.
Hi, I'm Anthony Lindberg, Creative Director at Basic 6, and this episode is brought to you with the support of Basic 6. Basic 6 t-shirts are organic and ethically made. If you want a great t-shirt that shows that you know enough about aviation and aerospace by the designs they display, then get over to basic6.co.uk. Shipped anywhere in the world, you will get a 10% discount by using the promo code EXTENDED. You can only get this discount through this promotion, so wear the Aerospace to be seen in t-shirt. Go to basic6.co.uk. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the latest episode of Extended. Here are your hosts, Peter Johnson from XTP Media and Gareth Stringer from Global Aviation Resource.
And welcome to episode 28 of Extended. And this is a special episode for you. It's a quick cast. I am in the Extended studio, and out at the International Air Tattoo, the Royal International Air Tattoo, is Gareth Stringer. Gareth, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm wandering up and down, Peter, outside the sort of media centre where I'm based for the next 4 days. But the sun is shining and the world is good.
And you're working, aren't you, over the next 3 or 4 days as we record this?
That's right. It's my third year working in the press office.
Yeah.
There's a huge team, but there's three of us sort of distinctly in the press office. And essentially, we spend this time putting together all the content for AirTattoo.com and the information that's distributed to the broader media as well. So we spend a few days basically trawling around, putting stories together, interviewing people, and getting press releases and things like that all put together. So, busy few days, but always very rewarding.
Yeah, well, we're going to grab a bit more of your time. We're just going to talk about some of the aircraft and the display and things to look out for. Hopefully, people will get the opportunity, if they're going, to listen to this beforehand. And if they're not, just to get a flavour for the sort of thing that the Air Tattoo is. But I suppose that's a good place to start. What is the Royal International Air Tattoo, Gareth?
Well, really is still probably the world's biggest military air show. I think certainly in terms of numbers, whilst no air show these days can match some of the incredible sights, hundreds upon hundreds of aircraft that we used to see in days gone by, because those aircraft just don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
If you want to come to an air show, it's doing very well for itself and kind of punching above its weight, I think, probably would be fair to say.
Unfortunately, at that point, we lost the signal to Gareth whilst we were discussing some of the aircraft on static and flying display. So don't miss out on a couple he did mention to me. They include the A400 Grizzly, of course, which always puts on a great display. And in Gareth's words, that really is an aircraft that has a lot to live up to in replacing the Hercules, of course. And another set of aircraft he did mention worth seeing and not to be missed are the Greek A7 Corsairs, of course. They will be retired probably within the next 12 months, so this will be the very last time you'll have the opportunity to see them. So back to the show and to Gareth talking about the Saab Gripen, an aircraft he thinks is punching well above its weight.
And it's a noisy little bugger as well, I have to say, for a single engine.
Yeah.
Jet, but it really does stand out. So looking forward to seeing that one this weekend as well.
Right, okay. The Italians are there in force, and of course the Frecca Tricoli will be displaying on both Saturday and Sunday. Always worth looking out for. Very colourful display. And the Japanese...
They really are here in force, Peter, as well, actually. You know,
really?
We've got the Fletcher in the flying, the C-27J, the Spartan in the flying, you know, with its loops and rolls,
yeah,
which is always impressive for a big aircraft. We've also got the A-11, which is the AMX, which is a wonderful sight, because we don't have one here at the moment, but they also have a Tornado in the flying display. I saw the Tornado yesterday, and...
awesome.
Again, you know, wonderful. So, yeah. Italy deserve a big... Big pat on the back, I think.
Yeah, I must say as well, I noticed on the list they've also got a P-180 Avanti visiting, so that's always one of my favourites as well.
Lovely looking aeroplane.
Oh, beautiful. Sounds great as well. The Japanese have got a 767 there. I think that was there a year or two ago.
Two years ago, and I think just arrived about 10 minutes before we started recording, actually.
Ah, shame we missed that one on the audio. Lithuanians and the Polish are there. I wanted to pick out the Polish Air Force in particular, because they've got some Sukhoi 22s and also a 295. And when the two of us were at Yeovilton, I think 2 years ago, we got to chat to a pilot of a Sukhoi 22 who was actually on the 295, actually. But great aircraft. I really, really envy you seeing that display.
Probably looking forward to that more than anything, I think. Opportunities to see Soviet-made equipment, you know, they're not as prevalent as they used to be.
Yeah.
And so to get something like that across, and there's actually three examples of the aircraft here, and the display that they'll be doing throughout, it's actually a two-ship, it's a roll demo, so two of those aircraft will launch, and from what I've seen, from people that have seen it in Europe and have seen it already, it's kind of, it's an airfield attack kind of scenario, and that's going to be a real treat, a fantastic looking aircraft.
Yeah, really, really looking forward to
that. Awaiting that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's crack
now,
on.
Noisy, I think. Peter.
Is it?
Yeah.
What have we got coming
I'll
in?
I'll tell you with what. Yeah, hang on, this is live, obviously, or as Okay, that's two SU-22s.
Ah, well, there you go. Couldn't have been better. Couldn't have been better timing for that. I am sitting here in the studio, very jealous. I must say. We talked about the Swedish are there as well. The Turkish are there with their F-16, and of course there is just a multitude of aircraft from the Royal Air Force, the Army, and the Royal Navy as well. Couple of Typhoons look interesting in the flying display.
There's over 200. I think it's 220. If everything turned up, there'd be 230 odd aircraft here, which,
wow.
In this day and age, is pretty impressive still. And there's kind of something to hear for everybody. I think that sounds like a cliche, but actually, it's true.
And such a massive static display as well. You know, again, you know, those of us who are a little older can remember going to places like Mildon Hall and Lakenheath and Farnborough and Fairford and seeing just literally rows and rows and rows of aircraft. This is it again, really, for the modern day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a throwback to what we used to get, I suppose, in some ways. And this is really the only place to see that.
Yeah, the Chinook has been an interesting display of late. Interested to see that one as well.
Yeah, I mean, equally another one that always sort of blows your socks off. I was in a car travelling around from one side of the airfield to the other at Waddington last weekend, and I was with I won't embarrass them, but I was with a couple of helicopter pilots from a different armed force, so not Air Force pilots.
Okay.
And we got stopped by air traffic because we had to wait for the Chinook to clear, and they were like, well, we're getting out to watch this. And, it impresses even other helicopter pilots.
Yeah, no, it is awesome. We've had one over the house yesterday. It was a busy day over Dorset yesterday. I don't know why, but we had Hawks, Chinooks, Sea Kings, Lynx and everything. So obviously preparing for Yeovilton, but the Chinook always drags us out to have a look. So great aircraft. And then, of course, we've got the Americans and the Czechs as well. So, you know, just looking at that list, you cannot get a wider group of international air forces at a display like this. Let's talk about the flying display. And again, being very parochial, we've got the Red Arrows. We have all seen them before. We do sometimes take them for granted, but they are still my favourites. They are still the best.
Yeah, you just can't. What can you say about them?
they are fantastic, and of course they're in their 50th display season. So, is there anything special expected from their displays this year?
Well, tomorrow being Friday as we record, they are going to do a fly past with team leaders from some of the other teams that are going to be here.
Wow.
Over the weekend, and that's especially to mark the 50th.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing, as the two sitters fly past, is that they are not the only national display team celebrating their 50th birthday at WIAT this year.
So, oh, okay.
Because the Patrice Swiss are also celebrating their 50th. They aim to do their first display with Hunters in August 1964, and so it's their 50th anniversary as well. But sadly, we lose the Swiss in a couple of years because they've decided that they can't afford to keep them going, and the FBF-5s that they operate will be retiring, and equipping them with sort of six Hornets or...
And Gareth, what else would you be looking out for in this year's air display?
Well, there's plenty to be excited about. I think aside from what we've already mentioned.
such a great sound.
Hey, that's quite a sight. That's fantastic.
Oh.
But for me, I guess I'm always look forward to seeing Super Hornet.
Yeah.
Super Hornet's a fantastic format. I should have mentioned Italian Typhoon on that list of Italian aircraft as well.
Yes, of course.
Always a spectacular display, and of course, alongside Noel Rees, the Royal Air Force's Typhoon display pilot as well. Apache's here with pyrotechnics. It's going to be last appearance of the Lynx AH-7 at REAT, because that aircraft probably won't be displaying after this year. So, hey, listen, if you've got a ticket, I'm sure you're listening to this, you'll know what's going to be here. If you're not, or if you're possibly you're abroad or something, go and have a look at airtattoo.com just to kind of see what you're missing. And there's plenty here to be excited about.
Well, Gareth, thanks very much for joining us on a very busy day. Have a fantastic time. Very jealous I'm not going to be there, but looking forward to next week when we can catch up at Farnborough, of course.
Look forward to it.
Well, that's a great sign off.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Gareth.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed that quick cast from REAT with Gareth. Next week, Tim, Gareth and I will all be together at Farnborough and we'll be issuing a special episode from the show. Look forward to catching up with you then.
Extended would like to thank its partners, Global Aviation Resource, the Royal Aeronautical Society and XTP Media, for their support in helping to present and produce the programme. Thanks for listening to Extended. We'll see you next time. And don't forget, we want you to contact us. So get involved at aviation-extended.co.uk is the email address you need.
This is XTP Media.